640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A notorious Georgia jail, already the subject of a federal investigation, is in the spotlight once again.
24-year-old Chandre Delmore is now the sixth inmate to die in Fulton County custody since the end of July. He was found unresponsive in a jail cell. Devin Franklin is with the Southern Center for Human Rights.
Until we address those systemic harms that have led to the death of so many in custody, we will continue to see these problems.
17 inmates have died while in the custody of the Fulton County Sheriff's Department in the past year. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Heat advisories are up in states stretching from the southwest to New England. It's still hot in Phoenix, where Linda Ressler works outside at the airport.
I often feel like I'm going to faint, and I've caught myself briefly dipping in and out of consciousness while working on the airplanes.
And this weekend, Phoenix is expected to top 110. At some point for a record 53rd time this year. Out in the Atlantic, Hurricane Lee is now a Category 2 storm. Overseas, on his second day in Ukraine, Secretary of State Blinken saw some of the deep scars of war.
We saw the bombing of a market. 17 people or more killed, many others injured. A market. For what? This is what Ukrainians are living with every day.
Not so fast on a plea deal for five 9/11 conspirators, as we hear from CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The five have been held at Guantanamo for decades, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the principal architect of the attacks. Their conditions include not serving their life terms in solitary confinement. But the New York Times reports President Biden has concurred with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's recommendation not to accept the conditions. Many victims' families were angry about the deal.
After an overseas trip, Vice President Harris was asked a key question by CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Are you prepared to be commander-in-chief?
Yes, I am, if necessary. But Joe Biden is going to be fine. And let me tell you something. I work with Joe Biden every day. The work that under Joe Biden's leadership our administration has accomplished is transformative.
Correspondent Deborah Rodriguez now on some new entries in a popular online dictionary.
No, a Nepo baby. What's that, John, anyway? The two terms are among 566 new words and 348 new definitions in dictionary.com. John, by the way, an all-purpose noun that can take the place of the word thing, and Nepo baby, someone whose path to stardom begins at birth because of their famous parents.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 70 points. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Demo work on the Horizon West condos could start October 1st. The Waukesha Common Council this week approved a bid of $837,000 for the demolition of the building. The teardown follows a settlement between the city and the Horizon West Condominium Homes Association. The owners may be relieved of demolition costs, and the city could potentially recover expenses if the owners win their federal court appeal against the insurance company. There will be a slight delay in the HOPS resumption of service, as the intersection at Wisconsin and Broadway in Milwaukee is now expected to reopen Saturday. The area has been closed since last Friday due to an underground water main break, which led to extensive cleanup and repair work. The closure at Wisconsin and Broadway has affected the HOPS line, leading to its temporary closure. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Web Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the incomparable Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Thursday, September 7th, 2023. Glad to have you along on a Thursday edition. Mr. Zommers stumbled over the open there. Big news on the Justice Janet Porter Stavish front. We're going to talk about that today. But how was your day so far?
Good. It's been a wacky day. Not wacky, but it's been a hectic day. I'll use that.
Right.
But a good one.
Lots going on here at Civic Media on a Thursday afternoon. Appreciate Will Walter and Luke Mathers from Town Call. Great show. Had the professor on. Always learned something there on that show and was listening a little bit to you guys. So nice job on that.
Yeah, I always love hearing what Professor John Shelton has to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Smart dude. We're going to invite your phone calls. After talking about some breaking news, by the way, on hour two, let me promo this first of all. Hour two, going to be a great hour two, is our friend Kira Sabin, life coach and head of relationshipquotient.com. Always gives great advice. Telling us, like, we touched on this yesterday, and Kira is so good that she hit me up last night and said, hey, let's pick up on this for tomorrow's show. And we talked a little bit last night about prejudging people. And you know, we get this from Ted Lasso, which my sister has made both of us watch. And there's a great quote there. Be curious, not judgmental. So Kira will be in hour number two to help us help ourselves, how we can be less judgmental in relationships and people that we work with and more curious. How to make our lives better. Kira will make us feel better by simply being here at 2:15. But first, the top story, and it continues to be the top story, not just in Wisconsin, but now nationally. As this has gone from kind of goofball-y to, okay, fine, the joke's over, to this could actually happen. And every Wisconsinite across the state listening to this program should be deeply concerned that the Republican Party of Wisconsin, particularly under the legislative leadership of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, are now formulating a plan to impeach the newly elected Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Of course, I'm a former Republican, left the party in 2011. But still have a lot of people I talk to on both sides of the aisle. Our world headquarters are just down the street from the Capitol, a block and a half away. And was doing a little bit of talking last night to various people. And I'm here to tell you, breaking news, I'm not going to reveal my specific sources. But the breaking news is this will very likely happen within the next 2 weeks. Let me say that again. Republicans in the state legislature are planning to impeach Jana Protasiewicz, Justice Jana Protasiewicz, within the next 2 weeks. The wheels are already moving. And the only way that this could be prevented, in my opinion, is by each one of us calling our state assembly people, particularly those who are represented by Republican state assembly people, and saying to them or their staff, because the likelihood is you'll get their staff, if your boss votes to impeach Justice Protasiewicz, you will not get my vote in 2024. That's probably the only way we're going to prevent this from happening. And you have to think about people like, I'll throw out a name, an area that I'm from in Southwest Wisconsin, Todd Novak, mayor of Dodgeville. He's a double dipper. He's the mayor of Dodgeville, but he's also the state assembly person. Todd Novak is in a 50-50 district. Goes from just south of Madison over to Dodgeville in Southwest Wisconsin, down to Monroe, Greene County. Always wins by about a point. You got to call Todd Novak. You got to call Tony Kurtz, Travis Tranel in Southwest Wisconsin. Other people who are in swing districts, call, doesn't matter what part of Wisconsin you're from, and say, if you vote to impeach Justice Jana Protasiewicz, we're not voting for you in 2024. That's how dire this is. Our friend, Matt DeFore from Wisconsin Watch, who's been on this program before, great reporter, he tweeted out today, you know, Wisconsin media, who are going to talk about an impending or supposed impeachment of Jana Protasiewicz, should also talk about the supposed charges against her. And he's making a point, which is, if you read the Wisconsin Constitution, the only way to impeach a justice is for a high crime, a misdemeanor, or a felony. Misconduct in office. He's making the point that if you look at the law, there's no way that Republicans should be able to do this. Because she hasn't ruled on a case yet. Barely been in office. But I'm here to tell you, as a former Republican who still talks to people a block away in the building, as it's called, the state capitol, Republicans are on the verge of taking on Justice Jana Protasiewicz and impeaching her. We're going to come back. We're going to have the words of former conservative Anton Scalia from the grave talking to Robin Voss, the Republicans. Not going to want to miss it. And your calls. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High temperatures reach up to 66 this afternoon under overcast skies, northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 53 tonight, mainly cloudy. High of 69 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Bright sunshine expected Saturday with daytime highs approaching 72. 74 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Arbuckle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, September 7th. We'd love to hear from you talking about this impending impeachment of newly elected, over a million votes, by the way, 11-point win. The people of Wisconsin spoke at the ballot box and overwhelmingly sent Janet Protasiewicz to the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. And yet now, Republicans want to impeach her. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We will get your calls if you want to call in and hang on in just a minute. Let me set this up again for you. The reason that Republicans are saying that they think that Janet Protasiewicz should be impeached is because she had the audacity to tell the truth during the campaign. She commented that the current maps, the legislative and congressional maps in Wisconsin, are rigged. Rigged. And of course, we have shared the quote on this show several times from current Speaker Robin Voss, in which he said in a committee hearing at the Capitol that, yes, he admitted that the law allows partisanship, gerrymandering. And so absolutely, partisanship was considered in the gerrymander. He didn't call it a gerrymander, but in the drawing of the lines. I was working for a former state senator, Republican at the time, Dale Schultz, at the Capitol in 2011 when these lines were originally drawn. And I can tell you that politics, partisanship, control of the legislature was the number one priority. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. I heard it. My boss, every other Republican who wanted to look at the maps before they were voted on, had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So, of course, they're rigged. So all Janet Protasiewicz did was tell the truth. She just said, yeah, they're rigged. And because of that, Republicans claim that therefore she prejudged a case that is now going to become before the Supreme Court of Wisconsin because these lines are now being challenged. Liberals now have a 4-3 majority on the court. And Republicans are so scared of running on new maps that they want to attack her by impeaching her. All right? And the way the law works in Wisconsin is if the assembly impeaches her, votes on impeachment, the Wisconsin State Senate does not have to take this up. And the way the law reads, until she is either acquitted or convicted, she cannot do her job. Great story today. By the way, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I will get to your calls in just a minute. I want to set this up. I want to tell people that weren't familiar what was going on. And now I want to go to this story at Vox. Vox.com by Ian Millhiser. Headline, the Republican Party's plan to rule the state of Wisconsin forever explained. Wisconsin's legislature is gerrymandered to ensure that Democrats will never win it. Republicans have a plan to keep it that way. Story says the state's legislature is so aggressively gerrymandered that it is likely impossible for Republicans to lose control over it in an election. In 2018, for example, Democratic State Assembly candidates received 54% of the popular vote in Wisconsin. but Republicans still won 63 of the assembly's 99 seats. There is, however, a light at the end of the tunnel, both for small D Democrats and for large D Democrats in the notoriously contentious swing state. And it goes on to talk about how Janet Protasiewicz was elected, now has a 4-3 majority. Picking the story back up, litigants challenging the gerrymandered state legislature filed a lawsuit known as Clark v. Wisconsin Elections Commission the very next day. And it goes on to talk about this quirk in the state constitution that allows Wisconsin's gerrymandered legislature to strip Protasiewicz of her ability to decide the case. What I just told you, that if she is impeached but not convicted, she can't sit. According to the New York Times, quote, Republicans in Wisconsin are coalescing around the prospect of impeaching Protasiewicz. If the state assembly moved forward with the impeachment and then the gerrymandered state senate convicted her, that wouldn't actually be that big of a deal, because Democratic Governor Tony Evers could immediately appoint a replacement justice who would then provide the fourth vote, that is, to strike down the gerrymandered maps. But as we said, if the Senate doesn't act, she's kind of in purgatory and she can't act anyway. Well, then there's the very strong argument that this impeachment plan violates the First Amendment. So if Republicans actually move forward with the plan, Protasiewicz or some other interested party would likely file a federal lawsuit seeking to restore her to office. But even if that lawsuit succeeds, that could take years. And there's no guarantee that the federal judiciary, and especially the U.S. Supreme Court, with the 6 GOP-appointed justices, would honor past precedent, indicating that Protasiewicz cannot be suspended from her office. Indeed, one member of the Supreme Court, Justice Samuel Alito, has already signaled that he will intervene to ensure that his Republicans keep their stronghold on the state legislature. The Wisconsin's GOP's ostensible reason for impeaching Protasiewicz is that as a candidate for her current office, as we said, she called the current maps rigged. But, and here's the big but, and I hope someone from Robin Voss's office, I hope somebody in Mark Jefferson's office at the state party, or Brian the Chim Sham Man, the chairman of the state Republicans, are listening. Because if you don't want to listen to me, that's fine, as a former Republican. Trygve Olson, who's on this program for the Lincoln Project, spoke eloquently on this show yesterday about this. But if you don't want to listen to Trygve and I, that's fine. Let's listen to somebody that every Wisconsin Republican should hold in a high ideal. The late, and some would call great, Anton Scalia. The story continues in Vox. There is a U.S. Supreme Court case called Republican Party of Minnesota versus White from 2002. It's almost directly on point here. It holds that candidates for judicial office have a First Amendment right to publicly state their position on contentious legal issues while they are campaigning for election. In this case, Republican Party of Minnesota v. White, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Minnesota ethics rule providing that, quote, a candidate for judicial office, including an incumbent judge, shall not announce his or her views on disputed legal or political issues, unquote. The court did so on behalf of a conservative lawyer and a candidate for the state Supreme Court who, quote, distributed literature criticizing several Minnesota Supreme Court decisions on issues such as crime, welfare, and abortion, unquote. So let me just put that down in common terms. In Minnesota, you had a conservative lawyer running for the Minnesota State Supreme Court, and they just didn't have a comment about it. All Protasiewicz did was say, yeah, the maps are rigged. This conservative dude, a lawyer, he printed out pamphlets, literature, criticizing several Minnesota Supreme Court decisions on issues such as crime, welfare, and abortion. He didn't just say one thing. He shot the whole gamut. A Republican, a conservative, because, of course, Supreme Court elections are not partisan. Yeah, right. And here's where it gets really interesting. Justice Anton Scalia's majority opinion in the Republican Party of Minnesota versus White persuasively lays out why it makes no sense to strip judicial candidates of their free speech rights in the midst of an election campaign. As Scalia wrote, he quoted another conservative, former Chief Justice William Rehnquist. Nearly all judges come to the bench having already formulated, quote, at least some tentative notions that they would influence them in their interpretation of the sweeping clauses of the Constitution, unquote. Indeed, this article in Vox says, if a judicial candidate did not have some public record indicating that they have preconceived ideas about a contentious legal question, that would be a reason to question their competence. As Rehnquist put it, quote, conservative Rehnquist, all right, quote, proof that a justice's mind at the time he joined the court was a complete tabula rasa, in other words, that they had no opinion on anything, in the area of constitutional adjudication would be evidence of a lack of qualifications, not a lack of bias. That's what former conservative Chief Justice Rehnquist said. That if you have no record, if you have no opinion on anything, that's actually evidence for disqualification. Similarly, a judge takes office, as is literally their job, to publish long essays laying out their opinions on contentious questions of law. For example, we know how every single member of the U.S. Supreme Court except Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson thinks about abortion. That's because every justice but Jackson, the newest member of the court, participated in the candidate's decision in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which overruled Roe v. Wade. So in this case on Minnesota, in the ethics rule, in other words, it meant that future judicial candidates could express their legal views up until the moment that they declared the candidacy. That's what the law said in Minnesota. Then once elected, they could express it in the judicial opinion. But those same candidates under the former law were silenced every time that voters were paying attention to the candidate's views, trying to assess whether to vote for them. Such a restriction makes no sense. And here is the money line from conservative Justice Anton Scalia. He wrote, quote, "We have never allowed the government to prohibit candidates from communicating relevant information to voters during an election," unquote. William Rehnquist, a conservative, is talking to you, Robin Voss, talking to you, Brian Schimming, talking to you, Mark Jefferson, talking to you, Senator LeMahieu. The conservative Justice Anton Scalia says you have no basis to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. Back with your calls after this, 844-967-2789. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Civil rights advocates want answers after another inmate died at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. Devin Franklin's with the Southern Center for Human Rights.
Until we address those systemic harms that have led to the death of so many in custody, we will continue to see these problems.
24-year-old Chandre Delmore is the sixth inmate to die there since late July. No school again for a lot of kids in the Northeast, where schools don't have AC in this brutal heat. This parent's in D.C.
You can't let something like air conditioning in a five-year-old's classroom continue to be an issue for anyone.
The CDC is warning people about a deadly flesh-eating bacteria now that's killed at least eight people in three states. WSB reporter Sabrina Cupid.
CDC urging healthcare professionals to be on the lookout for this as a possible cause of infected wounds that were exposed to coastal waters, especially near the Gulf of Mexico or East Coast. And if you have cuts or open wounds, stay out of the water.
CBS News Brief.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Waukesha County judge has prevented Wisconsin election officials from using a federal voter registration form, stating it was never formally approved for use in the state. The lawsuit argued that the form lacked essential information fields and had not been authorized by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The judge ruled in favor of the plaintiff, finding that the WEC had never approved the form or established rules for its use. The suspect in the UW-Madison assault Sunday, who graduated from UW-Milwaukee with a criminal justice degree, allegedly stayed at the scene after the attack. Madison police say Brandon Thompson pretended to be an innocent bystander at the scene, but was identified by a witness who saw him with the victim. Video footage and a license plate from the attack scene linked him to the crime. That's according to police. Thompson's lawyer says his client is innocent. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Lavall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Glad to have you along on a Thursday. It is 33 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, talking about this issue of Republicans in Wisconsin, specifically Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly. Folks in the legislature on the Republican side want to now impeach newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Sources tell me this is going to happen in the next 2 weeks. They are already formulating the plan. The only way to possibly stop it is by telling our assembly people, particularly Republicans, that if they vote for this, you're not going to vote for them in 2024. Because the only thing they care about more than power of the whole is hanging on to their own seat. So call your Republican assembly person and tell them if they're going to impeach Janet Protasiewicz for nothing, you're not going to vote for him. And while you're at it, ask him this question we talked about last segment, this article at Vox.com, which does a great job of laying out that the late great, some would call, had a great reputation amongst a lot of people. I mean, he is an icon amongst Republican, conservative Republicans in America. Anton Scalia. He wrote in this case, Republican Party of Minnesota, a conservative lawyer running for court on the Supreme Court in Minnesota, and he put flyers out stating his opinion on a lot of different things. And he sued and said, look, I should be able to do this. And it went before the U.S. Supreme Court, and in a majority opinion, Anton Scalia wrote, quote, "We have never allowed the government to prohibit candidates from communicating relevant information to voters during an election," unquote. So the court's decision in this Republican Party case should, keyword should, prohibit the Wisconsin GOP from impeaching Protasiewicz because she expressed a view on a contentious legal issue while she was a candidate for judicial office. Again, the holding of this case, Republican Party, was that candidates for such office have a First Amendment right to express those views. That's not a snowflake liberal saying that, Republican Party of Wisconsin. That's not the Democratic Party saying that, Robin Voss. That is Anton Scalia saying that you have no business impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, the complete ridiculous of this, because I'm looking at the Constitution right now, and it says, for corrupt conduct in office, because she has not actually done any conduct in office, that she should be held to account for that. And as far as for Robin Voss's thing, that they can actually have, you know, political reasons in their for the districts. According to our Constitution, again, turning to the Constitution lays out what the boundaries, you know, that it lays out that the districts, it simply says the districts are to be bounded by county, precinct, town, or ward lines, to be consist of contiguous territory and be in as compact a form as practical. It doesn't say we allow you to have political distinctions in here. It says it's supposed to be based just on the municipal boundary lines, pure and simple. I mean, I probably have equal numbers, relatively equal numbers of population in each of the assembly districts, and as well as the Senate districts. But for my money, Janet Protasiewicz has not conducted any conduct yet. So how can you charge somebody for a crime when they haven't been in a position to commit the crime in the first place? That she should just ignore it. As Matt Flynn has just suggested, just ignore whatever they do, and let them take her to court and try to sue over this, because, you know, it's pure and simple. It's just a political. They're so fond of, you know, talking about witch hunt. Well, she hasn't conducted any conduct yet.
But this is Mark. I agree. I agree with you. I get it. I agree with you and Matt both. But here's the rub on this. Last December, according from this Vox.com story, stay with us, 'cause I want your opinion on this. During oral arguments in Moore v. Harper, Sam Alito, Justice Samuel Alito, asked whether, quote, it furthers democracy to transfer the political controversies about districting from the legislature to elected Supreme Courts where the candidates are permitted by state law to campaign on the issue of districting, unquote. So Alito seems to suggest that it would be improper for a state Supreme Court to rule in a gerrymandering case if its members are even allowed to campaign on the issue. This argument, the article says, by Alito is truly insidious. Wisconsin voters obviously cannot expect to undo a Republican gerrymander by lobbying the very same legislators that benefit from it. And in Rucho v. Common Cause from 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court's Republican majority ruled that federal courts may not hear lawsuits asking them to strike down a partisan gerrymander. So a Protasiewicz's court also is not allowed to strike down these gerrymanders, the people of Wisconsin will be left with no lawful recourse whatsoever against permanent Republican control of their state legislature. What do you think of that?
Under Wisconsin law, as well as federal law, the Constitution is what's supposed to dictate law. The Supreme Court, under what the Supreme Courts have decided, is that they have the power to decide the constitutionality of laws or not. And the Constitution should be applied in this case, because the Constitution of Wisconsin clearly states how you know, clearly includes the word contiguous in how districts are supposed to be drawn. And because the districts are not contiguous, because of the insidious actions on behalf of our legislature and in collusion with the law firms and and using voter data to plug into these things so they can have little cells here and cells there, and that the Constitution is supposed to mean something. And if these guys have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin, and wherever these guys go, then you can just say you're a GDA oath breaker. You could use more. I can't use language. I can't use here because I'd use it when I confront them. I mean, I'm just tired of these guys, wrapping themselves in the flag and supposedly in the Bible, and they've clearly violate the Bible and their oath because they're violating their oath to uphold the Constitution, pure and simple.
Mark,
preserve and protect the Constitution is their oath.
Love the call. Thank you so much, Mark. Got other people on the line. Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate holding. Always appreciate your call. Mark from the SAC, thanks very, very much. Let's go to Alpine Valley. Tom in Alpine Valley, what say you?
Is this, well, it's East Troy, but that's close.
Oh, sorry about that. All right, East Troy.
we have a movement to try to make it like Wisconsin Dells, where everything's going to be called Alpine
right,
Valley.
Right,
so I'm on board with that. Well,
what do you say about this issue?
About 3 years ago, I would have thought that this was the most outrageous, undemocratic thing I've ever seen. Now, I think it's probably the rule.
In what sense?
That, well, if you don't like someone, impeach them for no reason.
So do you agree with the impeachment, or do you think this is just kind of what we're stuck with?
I think now that the Democrats are getting what they asked for.
How so?
Because they impeached a president twice for no reason. Once when he was out of office.
I would say that attempting to overthrow the government and inciting that is a reason for impeachment, but we can disagree on that, I guess. But that has nothing to do with the Wisconsin legislature. I mean, what basis do Republicans
after he's out of office?
What basis do the Republicans have to in Wisconsin to impeach Janet Protasiewicz?
That she's prejudged this issue.
But so you're saying that you disagree with the late great conservative justice Anton Scalia? You think that you know more than Anton Scalia? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't actually.
Well, he said this. He said, "quote We have never allowed the government to prohibit candidates from communicating relevant information to voters during an election." Unquote. Anton Scalia, in his own writing, in a decision upholding a Republican conservative candidate in Minnesota, he declared in this decision, he is saying that Janet Protasiewicz had the right to do it exactly what she did. So you're saying you disagree with that ruling?
My point is that the Democrats made the rules, and now they're getting it fed back to them.
But you're not answering the question. You're not answering the question. Are you saying that you disagree with Anton Scalia? Apparently you do.
3 years ago, yeah.
So you think Scalia is wrong. All right, we'll mark you down that column. Tom, thanks for listening. Let's go up to Eau Claire. Gene in Eau Claire, thanks for holding, my friend. What say you?
Hi. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. Holy moly. Hey. I'm independent, and that Donald Trump broke the goddamn laws. He was impeached, and there were Republican witnesses. This was not the Democrats. There weren't Democrat witnesses. Those were people that saw what Trump was pulling. And now the guy got caught, and lawyers are squealing on him, and others are squealing on him. So this is no joke. Now, as far as Protasiewicz, let me tell you one thing. Our Constitution says that they need to be, some violations of the law, which Trump has 90-some indictments. This ain't no lie. This is no stuff made up, sir. So you better wake up on this. You read the court documents. I have been reading all the court documents. I've been listening to the hearings and watching the trial, hearing the witnesses, Republicans, of what this man did while he was in office. And I thank God he's gone. Now, as far as the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, illegal fake electors, when the Capitol was closed, and I watch every year when they count that electoral votes for the president. And I'll tell you something, on that day, I was trying to watch it. And I called the Capitol. Nobody knew what was going on.
Right.
They were in one of the rooms.
Gene, I love your passion, but I want to focus on this decision by Anton Scalia in the U.S. Supreme Court when he ruled in favor of a conservative candidate for justice in Minnesota. And Scalia wrote, quote, "We have never allowed the government to prohibit a candidate from communicating relevant information to voters during an election," unquote. Wouldn't you agree that's Anton Scalia, a conservative, supporting Janet Protasiewicz?
Yes, I think it's wonderful. She hasn't did anything or said anything. And then we need to look at all the other judges and of what they said before they were in office and the money that they took and the decisions they made. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, and then also, I've already called my representative, and if they try to pull this abuse of power illegal act, there may be a recall. Because they are the ones that are breaking the law, not Janet Protasiewicz. And I'm sorry to go on and on about whale taste.
I love the passion.
That had a nerve.
I love the passion. Always appreciate you listening and calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gene from Eau Claire. Appreciate it. Gene brings up a great point. Because Republicans, now a story we haven't even got to yet in the Associated Press today here in Wisconsin on money. Now Republicans want to make this about how much money the Democrats put into Janet Protasiewicz's race. Well, how about we turn the tables? As a circuit court judge, Annette Ziegler, a conservative, presided over 11 cases involving a bank where her husband was a member of the board. Ziegler was formally reprimanded for her handling of the case, marking the first time Wisconsin Supreme Court was disciplined by its own member. During the judicial disciplinary procedures, Ziegler was represented by who? Jim Troupas, who is, of course, involved in this whole fake electors thing with Trump. Wisconsin's Judicial Ethics Committee requires judges to recuse themselves when they have a personal bias concerning a party's lawyers. Yet in at least 5 cases in which Troupas represented a party to the suit, including Trump v. Biden, Ziegler failed to recuse herself. I mean, these people are, hypocrite doesn't even begin to touch it. Let's go to Appleton. Cindy in Appleton, thanks for holding. What say you?
Well, 2 things, Todd. First of all, to your one caller that talked about impeaching Trump, he might have been impeached, but he was not removed from office. And why are we not impeaching Robin Voss? If there's a case for impeachment, that's the one.
If you want to hang on, I'm up against a break. If you want to hang on, we continue on the other side. But I mean, if he moves forward with this, if he tries to impeach Protasiewicz, then yeah, I think there are grounds for impeach Robin Voss. But you know what? He's scared anyway. We'll come back more after this on the Todd Lyball Show. Don't go anywhere on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 66.
Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 53. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 69. Clear skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 72. 74 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Wherever it may lead on the Civic Media Radio Network, it is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. Glad to have you along. Talking about this impending impeachment of Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz by the Republican Party of Wisconsin, specifically the Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, claiming that because she had the audacity in the campaign to say that she thought that the current legislative and congressional maps in Wisconsin were rigged, quote-unquote, they want to impeach her before she's even sat on the bench to hear the case, because they feel she should have to recuse herself because she's prejudged it. But if you look back in history, as our friend Matt Flynn says, history is a great guide. You're not woke if you don't know history. And if you know history. History tells us this, that it was actually in a case of Republican Party in Minnesota versus White. Great case, by the way. You should look this up. Republican Party Minnesota v. White, 2002. And Justice Scalia, the great conservative justice, wrote this, quote, "We have never allowed the government to prohibit candidates from communicating relevant information to voters during an election," unquote. And that was in regard to a conservative running for the Minnesota Supreme Court, didn't just say something, put out flyers of his opinion. And Scalia, the conservative, quoting former Justice Rehnquist, another conservative, in a majority opinion, the U.S. Supreme Court said, yes, you can talk about your opinions before an election in a state Supreme Court case. So the question you should ask your Republican assembly person is, do you disagree with the conservative Justice Scalia?
And notably, Jeff from Shorewood texted in that Antonin Scalia was not just a conservative justice. In modern times, he was the conservative justice. And even others get compared to him constantly, like Alito has been called Scalito.
Yes, little Alito. Exactly. And I got a little excited. I'm calling Anton Scalia, Antonin Scalia. So yes, it's Antonin. I apologize. I'm a little passionate about this, quite frankly, because here's the reason: that if these Yahoo Republicans like Robin Voss move forward, this is a constitutional crisis in the state of Wisconsin. And as Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project pointed out yesterday, this once again is going to drag Wisconsin's name through the mud in the national media. It already started. You think that the press we got for Act 10 was bad? This will be 10 times worse, because this is a direct assault, an affront to the Constitution. And the conservatives on the U.S. court, Scalia, are saying they shouldn't do it. This is a 5-alarm fire. And according to my sources, this is set to happen in Wisconsin within the next 2 weeks. You must call your state assembly person and tell them if they vote to impeach Protasiewicz, you're not going to vote for them. You can call your legislator by dialing 1-800-362-9427. 800-362-9472. I'll give that number to you again before we end this hour. Let's go quickly to the phones. Let's go to, as soon as Mr. Zombers is able to, we'll go to Gary in Sussex. Thanks, Gary, for holding. What say you?
Do you have any way to check your blood pressure, Todd?
Well, I look, this is serious. I am hot about it.
Okay. All right. All right. I called you. I've listened to you a lot. I don't call a lot. Mm-hmm. I travel around. I'm a heating contractor. So if I get a few minutes here, I listen. I don't have time to call and sit and wait on hold. But I'm a conservative, okay? And what I like to bring up is who draws the maps in Wisconsin? What party does it?
The legislature draws them, and the party that's in the control, has the most control, draws the first set.
All right, so when the Democrats were in control, did they draw the maps?
Yes, and I've spoken out many times that this goes both ways. But it's never been this egregious because of the computer technology. And I was there in the building in 2011 when this happened. I saw it with my own eyes.
Okay. So we whined, us Republicans whined like crazy when you guys are drawing the maps. You're whining like crazy.
I was a Republican when the map, you know, don't call me on the other side. I was part of the Republican Party when the maps were drawn. But this doesn't have to do anything with how the maps are drawn. This is about whether Republicans should be impeaching a sitting justice before she's even heard a case.
Okay. Well, first of all, they can't impeach her until she does something. And
I agree with that.
Until she does it. Okay. So, and then Scalia said, according to what you came across and what you said, and I'm taking you at your word because I don't know other than that. But knowing Scalia the way I know him, I would think that your interpretation of what he said may not be 100% accurate, but close.
But they ruled in favor of the conservative person who was running for Minnesota Supreme Court and said that the conservative person had every right to communicate their opinion before and during an election.
All right. So how would you like if you committed a crime and you committed a crime knowing that this is a hanging judge that goes out there and hangs anybody for stealing horses? Absolutely 100%. And you knew this. Would you want this guy to be your judge, or would you rather have an impartial judge?
That's apples and oranges, Gary.
No, it isn't.
It's apples and oranges.
In this case, what she said is, I think that the raps are rigged. I can't say how I would preside on a case, but that's my personal opinion. So she did say she would go with the law on it, just also shared her personal opinion.
Okay. But she hasn't done anything yet. Well, once she does, if she does rule on something, and I personally believe that she shouldn't be impeached, but I personally believe, because of what she said, that she should recuse herself.
That's a fair opinion to have. You could feel that she needs to recuse herself, but I think we're on agreement, Gary, that until she does something to warrant impeachment, would you agree with me that Republicans should not impeach
100%.
Her? All right, well, there. See, we found common ground.
100% I agree with you. I'm a Republican.
Right. Well, I think, that's a very reasonable point of view to have. I respect that. We're in agreement on that part, and you're certainly entitled to have the opinion that she should recuse herself. That's fine. I got no problem with you having that opinion. But the reason my blood pressure is so high is because I'm being told
because
Republicans are going to impeach her within the next 2 weeks, and that will be a violation of the Constitution in and of itself.
I believe it will be. I think if they're going to do it, I think they have to wait until she starts participating in the hearing, and then she, according to Republicans, she violated what she shouldn't have done.
Appreciate your call, Gary. Call anytime. Appreciate you listening, Gary. Back with your calls. Don't go anywhere if you're on the line. Joe, Dick, other people will get to you after the top of the news. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're Did going you know to be that? The lobsters of the future.
They also that. Got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.